Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Brachos Daf Chav Tes, Brachos 29. And on 29b, our Gemara takes up a statement from the Mishnah that in the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer had taught that one who makes his prayers keva, that if a person makes his prayers in the Mishnah, the term is keva, then we're going to say that that prayer does not find favor in the eyes of God. So what does this mean? My keva, what does the word keva mean? Explains the Gemara, says Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, in the name of Rabbi Hoshaya, Kol shetfiloso dome alav kemasoi. Anyone whose prayers appear to him like a burden, meaning to say that if the person's prayers, that if he views the prayers as like a burden and something heavy, that he's only praying in order to fulfill his obligation, that's considered to be keva. And somebody who does this, this prayer does not find favor in the eyes of God. That's the way Rashi explains it. That it's if somebody, the prayers appear to him like a burden. Whereas the Eitz Yosef explains in the name of El Yaraba that refers to somebody who prays very quickly and out of an obligation. And just like he's just trying to exempt himself from the obligation to prayer. And so that keva there means like kavua, like something fixed. Not something that he's looking forward to. The Rabbanan Amri, a second position, is not that it's like somebody who views prayers as a burden, but the Rabbanan say, Kol mi she'enu omra b'lashon tachanunim, somebody who doesn't say the prayers in an expression of tachanun, an expression of supplication, like somebody who's requesting mercy. And the Chachamim are saying that even though he's not praying out of a need for something, meaning to say the Rabbanan say, even if it feels like a burden, it's not necessarily a problem if he says it in an expression of supplication. And even if it doesn't feel like a burden, it could still be a problem if he doesn't say it in an expression of supplication. So the Rabbanan seem to be, according to this approach, arguing with Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, but we'll see that it's not necessarily the case. And then there's a third approach, which is Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, Damri Trevayu, and their position is Kol She'enu Yachol Chadesh Badavar. Anybody who's not able to make something new with their prayers, but they pray from a fixed liturgy every single day, that is the problem. You're not supposed to pray from a fixed liturgy. You're supposed to pray from your heart, how you're moved every single day. The Meiri explains that here too, the intent is for one who rushes through their prayers so quickly that they're not able to make the time to think about something new to be praying for. Says Rabbi Zeira, Anna Yachil no Chadushi Ba'amil. So Rabbi Zeira says, look, I could come up with a new prayer each day. However, I don't do it because Mistafina Dilma Mitradina, I'm afraid maybe I'll make a mistake and I won't go back to the proper place. So therefore, I don't add anything new to my prayers. And so therefore, he's not going to be in agreement with this approach that you should add something new, because he's going to assume that could cause him to make a mistake. Abaye Bar Avin says, and Rabbi Chanina Bar Avin, they both say, Kol she'emes palam dim dumechama. To pray in a fixed manner is problematic. What does that mean? Keva? It means that this refers to somebody who does not pray with the reddish elements of the sun, meaning to say when the sun is red in the heaven. That is to say, in the morning he doesn't pray with the sunrise, and in the afternoon he doesn't pray with the sun setting, because that's the moment when the sun is red. It's a special mitzvah to pray at the sunrise and at the sunset. And what's the verse, says Rabbi Zeira, Maikra? The verse is from Psalm 72:5, Yira'ucha im shemesh, they should stand before you in prayer with the sun. That refers to the morning, v'lefnei areyach, and before the moon, that refers to dorim. V'lefnei areyach, that refers to mincha, and dor dorim, that means what you should do for all future generations. But this approach, they didn't like it in the land of Israel. They didn't like this approach that you should pray with the setting of the sun. Why? My time, maybe you're gonna make a mistake because you're gonna be waiting for the sun to set, and then something will happen, and you'll end up missing that prayer. And so, therefore, they do not like that approach. So we mentioned this before, that in the beginning of our discussion today, that it's not clear that the three approaches that we talked about are arguing with each other about what the word keva means. And the Rambam actually writes that for halacha, you have to do both of those things, meaning that Rambam writes in Laws of Prayer, chapter 4, Yitpa'al benachas uvesachanunim, you should pray with supplications. V'lo yaset filaso k'mishaya no semasoy, and don't make your prayers like a burden, meaning you have to do both. That they're just arguing about what does the word keva mean, but a person when they pray is obligated to both pray with supplications and also not to pray in a manner where it seems like it is a burden. Let's say a person prayed in a manner that seems like it's a burden and they didn't pray with supplications. So the Mordechai and the Bach write that if they do it like this, that if they pray in a fixed manner, they look at prayers like a burden, then even b'di'evet, even after the fact, we say they have not fulfilled their obligation and they need to go back and actually pray again. And the Mamar Mordechai writes that actually the prayer is not at all mi'ikra din, and so therefore you would have to go back and pray. However, we don't make you go back and pray. And the reason why we don't make you go back and pray if you prayed like it was a burden the first time, is because we're pretty sure that there's the probability is that you're going to mess up again, that you're going to pray again improperly without the proper intent. So really, you haven't fulfilled your obligation, but we don't want you to pray again and say, God forbid, the name of God in vain. So therefore, everybody needs to focus when we pray and remember the first time to try and have our prayers not feel like a burden, but feel like an opportunity to stand before Hashem Yisbarach.